Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Joe Rush from the American All-Star Series. Then we'll speak with World Short Track Champion Kobe Lambert. And we'll have a conversation with Super Cup Stock Car Series winner Chrissy Wallace. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start East Alabama Motor Speedway. Tyler Erb, Jimmy Owens, Austin Horton, Brandon Overton, all with big wins. Michael Page got it done at Cochrane, Georgia. Auburndale in Florida, Cody Stickler and Charlie Brown in victory lane. Robbie Smith, a winner at Marion County. Dillon, South Carolina. Anthony Adams and Bryson Nichols getting wins. Chase Burrows, the checkers at Langley in Virginia. Ace in North Carolina, Daniel Barber and Gary Causey amongst the winners. Sam Pacetti victory at Carteret and the World Short Track Championship. John Ruggiero Jr., Matt Gilbert, Donnie Adkins amongst the winners at the dirt track. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the owner of the American All-Star Series for the pro late models and so much more, Joe Rush. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. An interesting named race you got coming up at Natural Bridge, Virginia. Looks like a really big one. And what's Paramount? Man, that is a cool name for a race I've never heard before. Where'd you come up with that one?
The Paramount was working with my buddy Josh Prophet a few years ago, and he came up with that, really the both of us together, and just because of what Paramount means, you know, the most important. And this is our crowning night, our championship night. There's not a whole lot of other races going on, so a lot of eyes on the series. You know, we book it specifically this way because there's less going on, and it gives maybe fans an opportunity to check us out that don't always get to see us.
And if you're going to be watching the Outlaws this weekend, next weekend, Natural Bridge, Virginia, easy to get to, the Pro Fabrication Gasco Gaskets Pro Late Model Paramount for the American All-Star Series. And we're chatting with the owner of the American All-Star Series, Joe Rush, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I kind of know what pro late models are and such, but I do have a couple new names that I haven't seen, you know, associated with your series. First off, Dirt Rich TV. Is that somewhere where we're going to be able to tune in and watch the Paramount?
Absolutely. Richard Green does a great job with Dirt Rich TV. It's a grassroots company. They're an affiliate with Speed Sports, so if you can't be at Natural Bridge, they're in Natural Bridge, Virginia. Of course, you can tune into Dirt Rich TV, and he'll have you covered through the whole event.
You'll be watching Dirt Rich TV, and you'll want to get to Natural Bridge in 26 if you haven't already been there. A beautiful facility and a fantastic night coming up next weekend at Natural Bridge Speedway for the American All-Star Series. As we said, Dirt Rich TV is going to be broadcasting it on the stream, but oh, getting there is going to be something. And we're chatting with the owner of the American All-Star Series, Joe Rush, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And while we've got you, speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. And I understand, you know, I see ProFabrication is a part of this event. How did all that come together, and how exciting is it for the American All-Star Series to have ProFabrication and Gasco a part of the Paramount?
Oh yeah, we're super excited. They title sponsored our Paramount last year, and they have been a part of the series since its foundation, really. And Andy got involved with us back in the beginning, and we're just thrilled to have them as a part, and hopefully we'll have Andy there with us. That's the plan right now. And you know, just such a great company to work with. They're great people, and we're thrilled that they continue to title sponsor our championship race, and of course sponsor us through the season as well.
Wow. Joe Rush, the owner of the American All-Star Series, getting ready for the third annual Pro Late Model Paramount coming up at Natural Bridge Speedway, presented by Pro Fabrication Headers and Exhaust and Gasco Gaskets. Not only are the Pro Late Models going to be crowned, but you've got the local division, and what are the Mini All-Stars? Help us understand what's going to be happening with the Mini Late Models or whatever these things are.
They're a Wedge go-kart, and they're built to look like the old Wedge late models, really. And we're just we started the class. We believe, you know, that getting the kids involved is so important for the future of the sport and keeping it going long term. And we started the class a few years ago, and we were getting two or three a night. But man, the parents have built these carts, and now we, you know, I think the last time we ran them, we had 12. So it's really grown, and it's a great way to get the kids involved without having to spend a lot of money.
Wow, that has got to be an awesome sight to see the mini Wedges, a part of the mini all-star division at the Paramount, presented by Pro Fabrication Headers and Exhaust and Gasco Gaskets, coming up at Natural Bridge Speedway just a little more than a week from now. The American All-Star Series presented by Dirt Rich TV as well as PPM. Man, that's a lot of good stuff you've got going on there. How about the points battle, some of the players that we'll get to see at Natural Bridge next weekend, Joe? Who you got coming to the house?
Of course, you know, Tyler Arrington will be there for the main series. He's pretty much got it locked up. As long as he shows up, he's pretty much got it in the bag for the season. Trevor Sice has been hot on his heels, though, but he had engine issues earlier in the year. But Trevor will be there. Matthew Porter, just such a great field of competitors. And then our weekly guys, too, of course, because, you know, they'll be guys from Kentucky and all over that run at our other weekly tracks that will be there trying to earn one last points night. AJ Hicks has pretty much dominated that series over the years and looks like he's going to get the win again there in it. But it's just going to be, you know, such a great field of cars with bringing all the weekly guys and the touring guys together, you know, one night.
It's going to be amazing. The Paramount, presented by Pro Fabrication Headers and Exhaust and Gasco Gaskets for the American All-Star Series season final. Where can they get more information on the internet?
Of course, our website is crateracing.com. It's got all the information you need there on the series as far as rules and how the procedures work, things like that. You can look at our points. Our Facebook page is always active. You can kind of see who's going to be coming to race with us next weekend. Just search American All-Star Series presented by PPM Racing Products. It'll pop right up for you.
Joe Rush, American All-Star Series. Appreciate you taking the time to join us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a candidate turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoff.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the world short track champion in the Southeastern Hornets division. He swept the day from the qualifying race early on to the feature later on that night from Gaffney, South Carolina, Kobe Lambert. Hey, Kobe, welcome to the show. I got to start off with the Kobe side of things. Everybody knows Mamba and Kobe Bryant, you know, all that. Yours is spelled a little bit different. Are you kind of named after him?
The name come about whenever Kobe Bryant was real big, and then my mom wanted to change it, so I did just a little bit different.
A little bit different. She's got the C instead of the K on Kobe Lambert, our world short track champion. We're chatting with a Hornet Division racer, and help me understand, there's a lot of descriptions of these cars that are small cars running on the dirt tracks all across the country. Hornet Division means your car is what? What kind of small car is it?
It's a Chevy Cavalier. It's a front-wheel drive, 2.2 Ecotec.
Kind of a basic car, isn't it, from what I could see, other than the decals, right?
We put all the sheet metal bodies on, and Anthony Sanders, Big A, does all my stickers and wraps and stuff for it.
Well, if he's got Big A graphics on that car, it's going to look sharp, and it looked sharp all the way to Victory Lane last weekend at the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. World short track champion in the Southeastern Hornets division, Kobe Lambert from Gaffney, South Carolina, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And you get some help from guys putting special decals and wraps to make the cars look good, but it's a father-son team. You and Dad do most of the work on this race car. What are those feelings like, you know, in there and learning from Dad and maybe teaching Dad a little bit along the way? How's that dynamic working for you?
Yeah, he's backed me my whole life in racing, and we've had our fair series of wins and losses. This past weekend, it definitely hit pretty hard on both of us. We was in Victory Lane emotional. That's one of the biggest races we've won together, I'd say, in car racing. But shot-wise, we out here every day. We get along real good out here. We just love working on things together and making memories of it.
Kobe Lambert, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Father-son team wins the World Short Track Championship. He's our guest on the ProFab hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, the dynamic of, father-son is cool until they go to the radio in the shop. Do you get to pick your radio station, the songs? Does Dad have a playlist that, Merle Haggard is featured on it? How's that all work out?
Normally, I play my new school, I would say, music, and he gets tired of listening to it, so we normally jump on his playlist, and he goes from there.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, you're in the shop with a father-son. There's all good when it's all about racing, but when they head towards those radios, yeah, I can tell you, Kobe and his dad, it's the same way there. Always a little split in the teamwork at that point, but teamwork was what it got done. The world short track champion, Kobe Lambert, on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winning the Southeastern Hornets division, a part of 10 different divisions that were running at the dirt track last weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And you won the early race, 4 or 5, 6 o'clock daylight time and such. And then the feature that got you the $2,500 to win wasn't for, 4 or 5 hours later. What is that time like? Do you start thinking about, do I have the car set up right? The weather was different here. How is all that starting to work? And what kind of pressure is the driver feeling as you get ready to try to back up the prelim win with the feature win?
Well, the racetrack, it was real rough, as everybody's been talked about and seen. But we kind of had to put our heads together and get the air pressure right. Because on these cars, you really can't adjust on too much. Maybe a spring rubber or something like that, but none of that was necessary there. But we just kind of put our heads together on air pressure and what new tire, old tire, something wore out, and other than that.
But do you sit there and look at the car and try to think about things? Do you go off and get some food? Do you go watch some other races? How do you, pass that time? You came in, you were the best in the business early in the day, and you got to wait hour after hour after hour, and all those things that change between then. How did Kobe Lambert keep within himself to be ready in the right way and not be over ready, in your head towards the feature? What were you doing, in that buildup to the championship race?
Well, I had a lot of friends and family there. We ate, we cooked out, we went shopping at Simpson and Velocity and all that. Then we would go sit in stands and watch a couple races, and we'd go back and think about some more stuff. And then just mingle back and forth and talk around with people, just try to keep our minds off of over adjusting on the car or anything like that.
Well, he had a good partner, Carly Rowe, a friend of mine, friend of Kobe's, now his companion, day in, day out. And I'm sure she was there leading the way to keep her guy and her driver just in the right spot. Kobe Lambert, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner of the World Short Track Championship, the Southeastern Hornets Division, a $2,500 feature win on top of the $500 from the prelim. Pretty darn good. So what do you do now? Do you just kind of park the car for the rest of the winter? You got some other events that you're looking at to go to?
I think we're planning to go to Harris Speedway this weekend for $1,000 to win. And then the following week, we got Virginia for $10,000. And then we got the World Crown Four Cylinder Nationals over here at Cherokee for $5,000.
Well, it's going to look good when you show up with that World Short Track Champion winner on the car. Kobe Lambert, he is that guy, and he was the man at the World Short Track Championships at the Southeastern Hornets Division, taking the victory last weekend from Gaffney, South Carolina. Where can folks follow you on the internet to be able to, you know, if you ever do make a Kobe Lambert World Short Track Champion shirt or just kind of keep up with you on the internet? Where can folks go?
We got a Kobe Lambert Racing Facebook page that Carly maintains because, you know, I'm not good with social media stuff, but she'll text back and forth and get with all my fans. And we plan to get some more shirts made over the winter. We just happened to sell out of all the ones we got made recently. So we'll get some made over the winter with the new car and, you know, maybe something to do with the World Short Track Championship on it. But I'll let everybody know prior to that so we can get pre-orders and all that.
There you go. Kobe Lambert, he's always on the work. Got a lot of races ahead of him and a big win now, the World Short Track Championship. Kobe, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on the Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for the Pit Reporters.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of back-to-back victories in one day at Tri-County Speedway up in Hudson, North Carolina, in the Super Cup Stock Car Series. Super Cup Stock Car Series winner, Chrissy Wallace. Hey, Chrissy, Welcome back to the winning and the victory lanes that we used to see you do here at Charlotte Motor Speedway in the Legends. But, you know, kind of help people understand that when I say Wallace, Kenny is a relative, but he's not dad. Which Wallace are you a part of?
Well, first of all, thank you very much, Lenny, for having me back on here. It's crazy all these years later that me and you are back in touch again with each other. Started out whenever I was at the ages of 10 to 13 years old in the Legends and the Bandoleros. And here I am 37 now running in the Supercar series. But yeah, Mike Wallace is my dad. Of course, Kenny is related. He's my uncle and then also related to Rusty as my uncle as well.
Wow. That's some impressive Thanksgivings that you have had in your life. Chrissy Wallace, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, former Legends winner. You should have seen her in that blue number four here at Charlotte. And now a back-to-back winner of the Super Cup Stock Car Series at Tri-County Speedway last weekend. And before we get into that race, it has been a bit of a pause in Chrissy Wallace's racing career. What you been doing? How's things been?
Things have been, they've been gone on them ends. They've been getting better. So we took a little time off, unfortunately, whenever everything happened, whenever I left from Germain Racing in the Camping World Truck Series, we did run a few late model races after that. But unfortunately, my mom winded up getting diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer. So for the past 5 years, my family and I have been enduring that. And unfortunately, she wound up passing away last year, and I always made her the promise that no matter what, I would get back into the sport and try to go for another championship and win a few more races in her memory. And thankfully, before she passed away, she was able to watch me race for Kevin and Eugene Light at Hickory Motor Speedway. And after that, we wound up running with Dexter Knipe Sr. and Jr. a little bit, and here we are now running for Jeremy Mayfield in the blue 23 car versus a blue 4 car.
Well, Carla Wallace, Chrissy's mom, is certainly proud of the victories and the life that her daughter is leading. Super Cup Stock Car Series winner, Chrissy Wallace, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So I saw that you led, you know, the majority of the laps up there in both of the races. You know, were you getting information not only from Jeremy, but your dad? How do you process that when both those guys are so good at their craft for so many years? Is dad telling you the same thing Jeremy's telling you, or are you having to process little slight differences? What is that like?
It's unbelievable. First of all, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Jeremy himself has gone back into the racing, and he actually won the Grand National Super Series Championship this year, which was huge for him. He won the majority of the races, and so congratulations to him on that. But the information and the knowledge that both of them have shared with me this year is unbelievable. It's actually helped my driving, and there's so much I've learned. There's certain things that Jeremy picks up on that he can help me with, and on the other hand, there's a little bit of information that dad sees between the correlation with me and Jeremy that he's also able to help me with. And having both of them be there to help me succeed and finally pick up these wins and sit on the pole for the race was a huge honor and a blessing to be able to have them with me. And well, anytime I can have two people like that helping me, I can't ask for any more.
No, not at all. Chrissy Wallace with Jeremy Mayfield and Mike Wallace there on her side, getting double wins in the Super Cup Stock Car Series last weekend in Hudson, North Carolina. Whether you're listening in St. Louis, the old St. Louis Auto Racing Fan Club, or Pittsburgh, or Mississippi, Georgia, yet she had drivers from just about all those areas in this field. And, you know, where you haven't been back racing that much, and you're out there racing against other drivers that you may have never even seen or heard of. How do you go about that dance? When you go to pass somebody, are you confident they're going to stay in their lane? Are you careful about some? That's a lot of processing in real time. How do you make that all work?
Thankfully, you know, being back involved, like I said, with Jeremy, he's been running with most of these guys that I'm running against. So I've been able to lean on him for a lot of knowledge. And then also Donnie Doster with D2 Motorsports, he's involved with us as well. And he ran against majority of these guys last year. So I've been able to lean on certain drivers to ask certain questions and who I can and can't count on. But thankfully this year, everybody that we've gotten to race with has been very nice. But they've had their head on their shoulders. We've had a couple people, you know, that wasn't too fair in the Grand National Super Series, which the name of the game. They're going to drive the way they want.
Watching you race in those Legends days, I know you're as tough as your grandpa there, the man on the mountain there. Mr. Wallace was something else to see, and his boys became pretty good. Now his granddaughter continuing on, getting a couple wins in the Super Cup Stock Car Series. Chrissy Wallace, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Got less than a minute. Where is this pair of wins? Maybe point the trajectory at you. Where do you want to go?
So thankfully we ended the season on a high note, which it leads into next year. If we find the proper sponsors and funding, we're going to go full-time with Jeremy 2026, whether it's in the Supercar Series or if it's in the Grand National. But we're still looking for other sponsorship opportunities that could lead us into possibly the Car Series or the ARCA Series again.
And where could folks follow you on the internet to be able to connect if somebody wants to sponsor or just become a fan and maybe buy a T-shirt if you ever make them?
Definitely. They can follow me on Facebook at Chrissy Wallace, or they can get a hold of my dad, Mike Wallace, or Jeremy Mayfield on Facebook. I also have TikTok, which would be Chrissy Wallace 10 there. So they can follow us on either site and keep everything updated there and give all of the information out.
Another winning Wallace. We're so glad to see it. Super Cup Stock Car Series winner, Chrissy Wallace on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us, Chrissy. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Every weekend, right here.
Start your engine!
Welcome to Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown. Alongside the NASCAR legend, we're Charlie Nibby.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought they were going to lose their girls to Carl Edwards. have you ever seen Carl Edwards? When he first came around, I didn't know he had a shirt because he never seemed to have one on.
He can't even bait a hook.
It's Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown with Charlie and Debbie.
Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Of course, this weekend, the World of Outlaws World Finals at the Dirt Track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. You can tune into Dirt Vision or come on over. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.